This thing working, we on, we good?
Okay, it's good. All right, making sure. Yeah, I just recently graduated Auburn. It's, hey, that's a blessing in itself because, man, that's hard. That's going to go real long with my Sunday school lesson this morning, being overwhelmed. So I'm glad that is over with, and I think I start my new job tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So y'all be with me in that as we start the new journey there, see what the Lord does for me as we continue through that. But anyway, this morning as we get going our Sunday school, our text is going to be in Psalm 61. Psalm 61, if you have your Bibles. We're going to be reading the whole chapter, but the verses that I really want to key in on this morning is verses 1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2, but we're going to read this whole chapter. It's just eight real quick verses. Psalm 61, 1 through 8. This is the Psalm of David here, and the text says, "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in thy covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows, and thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. That will prolong the king's life and his years as many generations, and he shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows." Let's pray this morning. Lord, we thank you again for another beautiful day it is to come to your house to worship you. We thank you for your words of this text this morning, Lord, that even though David here was overwhelmed, Lord, that he was still seeking you. And I pray, Lord, you just speak through me this morning so we get this message across, Lord, that you attend to the hearts of those that are listening, Lord, and hide me behind the cross, as, Lord, all these words are coming directly from you and none of me. Lord, I continue to pray for this church, those on the prayer list, those that are sick, those that need you, that you continue to bless this church, lead it and guide it and grow it. Lord, they will seek your attention every day. So we just praise you and thank you for all you do, and ask all these things in your holy name. Amen. So this morning, one of the things that makes the book of Psalms so really powerful is the fact that it's very honest. A lot of the book of Psalms sometimes have verses and chapters like this where the authors are either overwhelmed or going through some serious and tough situations, and they're always leaning and looking towards God. But it always seems at the end, it's a song. It's a song of praise towards God, and what a blessing that is. Here we see that David was struggling, that David loved God, he served God, but there were times where, as the greatest man of God that he is, he was discouraged, he was afraid, he was overwhelmed. It says, "When my heart is overwhelmed." So this morning, I just want to speak just a few little bit minutes on this morning of Sunday school on the notes of overwhelmed but not overcome. David was overwhelmed a lot in his life, had a lot of things going on in this particular part in his life, yet he was not overcome by the enemy. Yet through all these things, David was not going to let anything overtake him because he trusted God more. So he said there'll be times in your life where your heart will be overwhelmed. It may be because of family matters. It may be because of finances, health, disappointments. Things just happen in life where we as Christians, and even a lot of lost people, we get overwhelmed. But the good thing about us Christians is that when we do get overwhelmed, we have someone who's never going to lead us. We have never going to forsake us. He's going to be right there with us, and that's Jesus Christ. God's going to be there to help us and guide us along the way. What an amazing thing that is. Sometimes our minds get overwhelmed. Sometimes life gets busy. There are other times where burdens get deeper than your mind. This morning I want to say overwhelmed is not just necessarily getting your head overwhelmed. I think we as men get overwhelmed a lot in our heads because we got work, we got stress trying to provide for our family. Sometimes those things are just normal. Those are normal things in our head we get overwhelmed about. But this morning I'm talking about the overwhelming in your heart. That sometimes we just get just so discouraged where we just feel like, man, I just can't go any farther. I'm just so overwhelmed that I feel like everything is against me. But the amazing thing is, even when we're that overwhelmed, we're not overcome. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9 says this right here, Paul speaking. It says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. So you may be overwhelmed through Jesus Christ, but through Jesus Christ, you don't have to be overcome. So here Paul was saying that we are troubled, that we are persecuted, but we're not forsaken. We're not left behind. There is somebody there that's going to be guiding us and leading us through every step of the way. You may be overwhelmed, but again, through Jesus Christ, we're not overcome. So again, overwhelmed but not overcome. There's 3 points I want to teach on this morning as on this subject, overwhelming but not overcome. But before I reach those 3 points, I want to just point out 2 things that I think are very key in Christian life that David had that I think that we should have as Christians this morning. And those 2 things are, number one, he didn't lose his prayer life. He didn't lose his prayer life. So he was going through all these trials and tribulations, yet he didn't lose it. I think sometimes this morning as Christians, and well, lost people, they don't pray anyway because they're lost. But us Christians, we get overwhelmed sometimes, and sometimes we kind of forget our prayer life. That we kind of just, we think that everything should be just perfect, that we're Christians and we're saved, so we should walk in just a perfect life. But and we get overwhelmed, we wonder why God's doing this to us, why it's happening. So instead of running to Him, we kind of run away from Him. And we don't come to God seeking that prayer life, and we lose it. We quit praying every morning when we wake up, when we go to bed. We quit talking to God. We just say, hey, I'm overwhelmed, so I'm just going to just stop everything that I'm doing. And those are the times that God says, come to me. Speak to me and let me guide you and lead you through these tough times that you may be going through. But here we see David didn't lose that. David begins the text here. It says, hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. And then it says, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. He was overwhelmed, but he was still praying. And it's very important because overwhelmed, sometimes the first thing we do in this life is we quit praying. We say, what's the use? God isn't listening to me. God doesn't care about me. But again, David shows that when he's overwhelmed, the first thing to do is to come to God and to let God lead you. So don't let that burden that's in your life right now, if you have a burden in your heart, if you have a worrisome problem that you're overwhelmed, don't let that push you away from God. Let that be the thing that draws you closer to God. Let that be the thing that brings your relationship with God that much higher and be that much more powerful. Because at the end of the day, ain't that what trials and tribulations are supposed to do? They're not drawing us away from God. They're here because God wants us to lean on Him because of those trials and tribulations. He wants us to grow because of that. And I think that's what David was trying to point out here is, Lord, even though I'm in this really bad spot, hear my cry and attend unto my prayer. Like, I want to come to you. I want to get closer. He's overwhelmed, but I'm not overcome. So, Lord, I'm tired. I really don't understand. I'm hurting, and I need you. Again, we don't stop praying because you're overwhelmed. Pray because you're overwhelmed. Come to God, and that's what David did. Number two, he didn't lose his praise life. He didn't only not lose his prayer life. He kept that steady and kept going towards God, but he didn't lose his praise life. He kept attending his, what we do, church today, but he kept doing his own thing towards God and praising God and giving Him the glory. Again, this is a psalm. As it starts off kind of worrisome and loathsome, it ends on a high note. It is a song. That's why it's called the Book of Psalms, because he is praising God here in this moment. So he didn't lose his prayer life. Psalm 61:8 says, so will I sing my praise unto thy name forever. He began with a cry but ended with a song. I think the devil sometimes wants us to focus on something that's so wrong so many times that we forget everything that God has done right for us in our life, that we lose that praise life. That when you're overwhelmed, you stop counting your blessings. That you don't think about what God saved you from. But we need to think about those things, because those are the things that's going to keep us going through those overwhelming times. To praise God, to keep that going. And David knew that. So we think about what He brought you from, where you were at one point in your life to where you are now. We think about all these lost people going through these things, who they got to turn to. Because they're not trusting in God, because they're lost. The good thing is about us, we have somebody to turn to. And we are to share that word with them, because they're in a just terrible spot because they have nobody to turn to. And then they resort to, guess what? Drugs, alcohol, abuse, all these things. That's what they absorb to. Yet we need to share that with them so they can come to God. And again, praise life. Praise God for what He's done for you in your life. Don't just, when you're in these down and dumps, I do that all the time, because when we're in our down and dumps and sometimes we let our feelings get a little bit old of us and I'm just going through a rough time, man, I just want to just quit. But we should just praise God. Because, I mean, Lord, you know what? If I'm going through these trials and temptations, that means the devil must know that I'm doing something right. Because he's on me right now. And he's on me hard. And he may be on you hard this morning. But I encourage you to not just give up, but to give God the glory. Praise God that there's something out there trying to get me because I know I'm doing the right thing. And that's what I want. So God has been good to you. You may not understand what you're going through, but you can still say, Lord, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for your goodness, for every blessing that you've given me. Sometimes we're overwhelmed, but just praise God anyway. So he didn't lose his prayer life, and he didn't lose his praise life. As we get into the 3 points this morning, my first point is of this topic, overwhelming but not overcome. We see the extent of the overwhelming. David pointed out the extent of this overwhelming. Psalm 61:2, it says, from the end of the earth I will cry unto thee. I don't think that says from the end of the day or the end of my overwhelming. It says from the end of the earth. So through my whole entire life, Lord, no matter if I even get overwhelmed the rest of my entire life, I'm still going to praise you. To the end of the earth, Lord, I'm going to be right there with you, and I know you're going to be with me, and I'm not going to give up. He's talking about reaching the end himself. David is at the end. He's like, Lord, I'm going to stay with you, but I'm at the end. Is there any time in your life where you feel like you're at the end? Like you just gone through so much you don't think you can handle anymore? Because I think David's kind of saying that here. He's like, Lord, I'm at the end. From the end of the earth, I'll cry unto you because right now I'm at the end and I'm crying unto you and I need you. So have you ever done anything that you know you don't know what to do? Maybe you've prayed. Maybe you tried to fix it. Maybe you tried to understand where you are. And then you finally say, Lord, I'm at the end of my journey. I don't know what to do. Maybe it's emotionally, maybe it's spiritually, maybe physically. But the good news is, if you're at the end, God is there with you. And we have that hope. Find this in Matthew 28, verse 20. Now, I don't want you to miss this. Listen here. It says, teaching them to observe whatsoever all things I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. World, earth, same difference. He's going to be there for you. Every single step, every single hardship, Jesus says in red letters in the Bible, in Matthew 28, I'm going to be there with you to the end of the world. And praise God that we have that. That we have Jesus who cares for us and loves us so much, even when we're going through these hard times, that we have someone to lean on. You may reach the end of your strength, but you will never reach the end of God's presence. God will fully, fully be with you and restore you. Psalms 139, verses 9 through 10, it says this, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the othermost parts of the sea. Again, you know there's parts of the sea that hasn't even been explored yet. I'm sure you all know this. There's so much that hasn't even been explored down there. He says, uttermost parts of the sea, and the deepest parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. I love those two words personally. It says, even there. Even if you think you're at the lowest of the low, even there, God is still with you. God is still lifting you up, telling you, hey, I'm here for you. When the devil's whispering, nobody cares, nobody loves you, nobody wants anything to do with you, God is there saying, I love you. I care for you. You have family. You have blessings. You have people to turn to. You have all these amazing things. And stay with me because I'm going to stay with you. The extent. God is always, you may be overwhelmed, but you have not overwhelmed God. Your problem may be bigger than you yourself, but it will definitely, most definitely not be bigger than God. So we see the extent. Through it all, David says, Lord, to the ends of the earth, othermost parts of the sea, to the depths in the valley of the shadow of death, I am with you, Lord, you're here for me. I trust in you. He let that prolonged, and that's what we should do. We should see the extent. Not only the extent of the overwhelming that David stayed through Jesus, and we should stay through Jesus and stay with him. We see the escort in the overwhelming. I want to say first thing this morning, be careful who leads you when you're overwhelmed. Be careful of that. David says, when my heart is overwhelmed, in verse 2, lead me. He said, lead me. Notice that David didn't just say, I'm overwhelmed. He said, lead me. He said, my heart's overwhelmed. He didn't just leave it. He said, lead me. So guide me, Lord. Tell me where I need to go. When your heart gets overwhelmed, you really have to be careful who or what leads you. Because sometimes I think we as Christians, and even me myself, we let our feelings kind of lead us sometimes. Again, getting back to that point earlier, when we're down and we're just not feeling ourselves, we're feeling just so distraught, our feelings are saying, you know, hey, I'm just not going to go to church today. I just don't feel right. I'm not getting the right mindset. I'm just not going to show up, not going to be right. I'm just not going to read my Bible today because I don't feel like the Lord's with me. I don't feel like He's going to help me. I'm not just going to pray because I don't feel like talking to the Lord because there's so much stuff going on. I just feel so overwhelmed. That's those feelings talking to you. Don't let your feelings lead you. Now, there may be some times where you're making decisions and you're right with God. You're reading your Bible and you're feeling the right way and you're going the right way. And everything's lined up with God's Word, and that's great. Follow that. But when you're overwhelmed and you're going through some hard times and you got a voice in your head saying don't do something that God's telling you to do, just know that's not of Jesus Christ. That's not of God. So don't listen to those feelings. Don't listen to those, because they'll tell you go the wrong way. Again, they'll tell you to quit going to church, give up, don't care, because God don't care about you. But God's Word cares about you. God cares about you. Psalms 119, verse 105, it says, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Let God lead you. Not only your feelings and wrong feelings of doubt and disparity, but don't let the wrong people lead you. Fill yourself with the right crowd. When you're overwhelmed, don't go to this. You may have people at work who may be good friends, and they may be good friends, but you know they ain't been to church and they ain't done nothing for God in a day of their life. Don't listen to those people. Don't do it, because they're going to lead you wrong. They're going to lead you in the wrong way. I'll take, for example, when I worked for White Sasser, and I won't call no names out, when I worked for them for an internship at Auburn, I had some things that I was going through, and I'd be vulnerable sometimes and spit myself out and talk and all that. And they give me some advice, and I know in my head, like, why would I want to do that? Because I know that's not the right way. And they would give me this advice because I don't see how somebody give me advice like that and talk about Jesus one day and then cuss the next few minutes and just care and just like they didn't even talk about God. So those people, don't take advice from those people. Feel yourself. You want good godly advice from people, go to, even there may be even some family members who don't go to church. Listen, I would encourage you to go to church. Get good godly friends. Get good godly advice. Don't let wrong people who've never even been to church, never read the Bible in their life, give you advice, because it's going to lead you wrong. Godly counsel is a blessing. Proverbs 11:14 says this. It says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So everybody who gives you advice doesn't necessarily give you godly advice. When you're hurting, again, be careful who you listen to. Find that good godly counsel. Go to a pastor. Go to a friendly church member. Go to someone who is serving God for that advice. Find the right escort when you're overwhelmed and going through some hard times. I think one thing the Lord's blessed me with is some good godly friends to be around. A good godly fiance, a good godly family who I know that if I'm going through a hard time that I can have that escort. And mainly I can go to God first, of course, talk to Him first, get these priorities set out, let the Lord lead me. But, you know, fill yourself with a good escort, with good people in your life to talk to when you're going through hard times and going through hard things. Let God mainly lead you. As David said, He said, lead me. He didn't just trust his feelings. He didn't trust everybody around who he thought couldn't do it. He just mainly just asked God to lead him. He said that God will never lead you contrary to your word. He trusted in God. And if you believe what God is telling you contradicts the scripture, then God didn't tell you that. If whatever you're hearing in feelings or people that give you advice contradicts what the scripture says, just notice that's bad, ungodly advice. We should seek that godly escort this morning, because the safest way to know God's leading you is to know God's word. That gets back to reading our Bible daily. That's another way to decipher the good and bad. If you get advice from somebody and it's contradicting to what the word says because you know the word because you've been reading, then you know that's not the advice to take. But I encourage you, there's been so many times in my life where I've wanted that advice and I've prayed to God and I haven't felt like I've been getting it. Then I'll pick up my Bible in the morning and I'll start reading it, and there that advice will be, just right there. Me not even really realizing it was there, and then reading it, oh hey, I've had trouble with that. And there's that advice because I've been reading God's Word and paying attention. And God will speak to you that way. That's what reading the Word does. That's what praying to God does. It opens those doors to say, Lord, I know you're going to lead me. So not only do we see the extent this morning, or just the escort, but we see the elevation after the overwhelming. We notice that David came out higher than what he was when he went through that. That he didn't come out lower, because these tribulations don't happen, and overwhelming don't happen in our life just to make us feel lower. They happen because God wants us to come out higher than what we were when we came in. He wants us to lean on Him more. He gives us these hard times sometimes because I think a lot of times we as Christians, I myself personally, I think men do a lot more than women, but we think we're bulletproof. We think we can just do everything and anything that we want to. And then we come to church sometimes, and I'm the world's worst about it. Come to church sometimes and try to put on a happy face when I know that with the inside I'm overwhelmed, I'm hurting. But I think I can just do it all on my own. But Lord, I can't do this without you. I got to have you. And at the end of the day, we come out higher than what we were when we first came in. And praise God for that. So the elevation after the overwhelming, point three, Psalm 60, 61, verse 2. David says, "From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed." Here it is right here. "Lead me to the rock that's higher than I." The elevation. I want something that's higher than me. David isn't simply asking God to just get me out. He's saying, "Lord, just take me higher. Just take me higher. Don't just let me get out of this and learn nothing from it. But Lord, when I get out of this tribulation, it's overwhelming. Take me higher than what I was when I first came in. Lead me to you because you are higher than I." He says, "Lord, don't let this situation leave me lower than what I was before. Don't let it make me bitter. Don't let it destroy my faith. Don't let it ruin my prayer life." But he says, "Lord, use this situation, use this overwhelming thing to make me higher for you." Because believe it or not, sometimes overwhelming times can make people bitter, but it can make people better. You have to choose this morning which one you decide to be. Do you want to come out on the outcome and be just bitter about the situation God put you in? Or just know that Lord's doing it for your good and be better for Jesus Christ? Because sometimes you can allow the storm push you away from God. I've seen so many people go through so many hard times and let that storm push them away from God instead of drawing them closer to Him. And it's truly a sad thing. And you pray for those people. You pray and pray and pray. And you just hope that they just come back towards God. But this morning, if you're going through an overwhelming time or hard situation, I encourage you to just keep pushing through, because God's doing it for a purpose to make you stronger and better for Him. So again, or you can allow the storm to push you closer to God. You can come out of the trial better. You can come out on top, more glorious, because sometimes God allows us to reach the end of ourselves, just like David here, to reach the end so we can discover that He is enough, that He is so much that, "Lord, I just can't do it, but I can lean on You, and I know that You're going to help me and You're going to protect me and get me through this." Because David didn't say, "Lead me to something that's equal to me, lead me to something that's just the same as me," but he said, "Lead me to something that is higher than I, because, Lord, I trust in You. I love You. The rock is higher than all our problems. Jesus is higher than all our problems." It seems like such smallest little things to Jesus Christ, they're just so little things. And we're getting to more of that as we get into our sermon this morning. But the Lord says, no matter what your problem is, little, small, or big, come to Me. Come to Me because I am enough. Again, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. It's higher than my fears. It's higher than all our emotions. It's higher than circumstances, failures, whatever you may be going through. Jesus Christ is higher than all of those things. And the rock doesn't shake. I can't ever get this out of my head. I was listening to a pastor one time, and he kind of explained this story. He said this sailor got caught in a storm. It just absolutely destroyed his ship, destroyed everything that was in the ship. And he finally got out and was telling a story to some people he met. And they're like, "Man, how in the world did you escape that? That was probably one of the worst storms that ever came to. How did you do that?" He said, "Well, you know, I was going through there and a storm blew up and it just crashed my ship. It broke it all to pieces. And I was in the ocean just fighting for my life, waves crashing on me, man, just drowning me. And I seen this rock off in the distance, seen this big rock that was higher than the waves, and I got to it as quick as I could. And I climbed on top of it, and I just sat." He said, "Man, really?" He said, "Yeah, I grabbed onto it, and I didn't let go. I tried to ride that storm out." He said, "Man, was you scared?" He said, "Yeah, man, I was trembling. I was just about to just jump off." He said, I was shaking, but my rock wasn't. My rock never moved. That rock stayed still." He said, "Well, man, did you ever think about just letting go and just giving up?" He said, "Oh yeah, every second. I just wanted to let go. I was tired. My muscles were just burning. My bones were shaking. I was ready to just let go. But I held on because my rock wasn't. My rock was there to the end, there to the long haul. And the storms, after everything died down, after everything go, I finally climbed off that rock and swam to shore, swam to safety." So even through these times that Jesus says you're going to go through these storms, lean on Me, because I'm the rock that's higher than you. Because all these problems is nothing for Me. I can help you. I can, no matter what may be overwhelmed you, I'm there for you. I think sometimes when we think about problems, little or small, there may be some things that, you know, my fiance comes to me, and I take myself up because I do a bad job of this sometimes, but she may come to me and things are just overwhelming her heart. And I'm like, to me, it's like,
that's nothing. You know, I go through weight. That's nothing but to her. It's everything. Like, that's very overwhelming. And there may be things I go to her about, and it's like, to her, it's like, that's not really nothing, you know. But to me, it's everything. You know, and it's like there's sometimes we just don't understand what the person's going through, but Jesus knows what we're all going through. So I encourage you to be there for your wife, be there for your spouse in those overwhelming times, because God's going to be there for us as well. So again, he says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 says this, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ, Jesus Christ. Not anything else. It wasn't finding strength in drugs or finding strength in alcohol or finding strength in an ungodly person. There's a lot of people who out there who find strength in actors and find strength in movie stars and singers that probably never seen or talked about God in a day in their life. You know, it says find strength, and that rock was Jesus Christ. Don't lean on nothing but Jesus Christ this morning. When you're going through these hard times, overwhelming times, trust in Jesus, because that's when we need him the most. Because we need God every day. No matter if you're going through a hard time or not, you need God every day. You could be on a rock. You could be at the bottom. You could be on top of the clouds. You still need Jesus every day. So you may shake, but the rock does it. You may become weak, but the rock does not come weak. God is our stronghold. So in conclusion this morning, as I kind of wrap and tie these things together, David says, when my heart is overwhelmed, he admitted the reality of being overwhelmed. Again, sometimes we just want to be strong, be courageous. Lord, I'm not overwhelmed, but we are a broken person. We are a broken people this morning. That's just all there is to it. And we need God. We can't do this without him. I pray every day, Lord, I need you, because if you're not in my life, then I am nothing. I'm worthless. I need you, Lord. You are what's keeping me going. You are my rock. Again, that's the difference. He was overwhelmed, but not overcome. Even though David was going through these hard times, he still prayed, still asked God. He kept his prayer life. He kept that extent going. He kept his praise life. And then last, he got to that rock. So this morning, don't give up praying. Don't lose hope through God. Keep praying. Keep doing things that God wants you to do. Keep getting to that rock. Keep trusting and leaning on him, because there's going to be some tough times in your life. And maybe you ain't got to no tough times in your life. There may be people here who may not be having much time, tough times in your life at all. But tough times are coming. Because I was one of those persons that's like, man, I'm doing good. I ain't going through no hard times. I'm learning real quick, that there are a lot of hard times out there. I know there's a lot more coming. And I can't do anything but in those moments but to trust in God. And so I just encourage you to do that this morning. So let the Lord lead you. Let the Lord guide you. And remember this, when you're at the end, God is there. When the storm is over, don't just ask God to just simply bring you out, but ask him to lead you higher than where you were when you came in. Let him grow you. Because the storm is bigger than you, but guess what? The rock is still bigger than the storm. Jesus is still bigger than all the overcoming, overwhelming things in your life. Jesus is still bigger. So again, this morning, overwhelmed but not overcome. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you again for another, just a great day, Lord, it is to be.